The great Paul Hornung is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hall of Fame running back for the Green Bay Packers from 57 to 66. The winner of four NFL titles. Heisman winner in 56 with Notre Dame. And as I said earlier, considered one of the most versatile players within the game. Of course, we've invited him on our show this evening, on this Friday night, to talk about and relive some memories from his private collection. The Paul Hornung scrapbook that has come out. Tell us a little bit about that, Paul.
Well, this is my third book that I've been asked to do. Maybe fourth. Fourth book, yeah. And but when I decided to do this, I had the people from Chicago, where I've been affiliated with before. I did another book with them. They came down here to Louisville, Kentucky, my hometown, and I have a kind of a different-looking office. I have all my pictures of my sports career hanging up, most of them, especially my great friends. And they said, maybe we can do a scrapbook kind of a deal, and we'll talk about all these pictures that you have here with all your different teammates and coaches and the great memorabilia that I have here of Vince Lombardi, of course. So we kind of thought that would be a pretty good avenue to go down, and we did, and I think the book has turned out. It's selling like crazy up in Wisconsin right now. I was back up to a place called Barnes & Noble the other day. We sold 500 books in about 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to kind of getting around the country and going to some of these bookstores and signing autographs. There's so many great sports fans that really, you know, they do a lot for us. It's, when we have a chance to do a book or something like this, it's kind of time for us to give back to them.
It is a beautiful book, the Paul Hornung scrapbook.
Wait a minute, I got a picture of you on the Siri. Siri got a picture of you.
Oh, well, I hope that's a good thing. Huh?
You're a pretty thing. You know, I've always been a flirt in my life.
Oh, yes.
You never heard of that, I guess, right?
Well, and did I read somewhere that you tried to set up a date with Marilyn Monroe and she actually stood you up? How could that be? You were a handsome fellow back in the day.
Well, I took number 5 when I went to Notre Dame. All Notre Dame quarterbacks had single-digit numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was in high school, I had number 20, so I wanted 20. And they said, no, all Notre Dame quarterbacks have single-digit numbers. Which one you want? I said, well, what's available? They said, went down the list. I think there were about 4 numbers left. They said, number 5. And I said, well, I'll take 5. And later on, one of the reporters said, why did you take 5, Hornung? And I said, that's Joe DiMaggio's number, for heaven's sakes. And that was the best thing I had ever said, because when Joe found out I said that, later on, when I had my TV show, I asked Joe to come on. And he not only came on, he went to my luncheon when we started the show in New York City. And can you imagine Joe DiMaggio being the speaker of a lunch?
Wow.
And he didn't make appearances back then. In New York City, there was 500 reporters at this lunch, couldn't get in. And he was just became a good friend of mine. In fact, a unique story. The guy who started the autograph business up in Wisconsin was very successful. He found out that I knew Joe DiMaggio, and he had been on my TV show. And he said, Paul, can you get Joe DiMaggio? I said, I'm going to do a signing in Atlantic City in about a month. He said, here's what you tell him. You want to give him $1 million to sign 2,000 baseballs. I said, what?
Wow.
He said, you tell him that he's got $1 million if he does it, and I'll give him $1 million. I said, no, I want to pay half of it. If he does that, I want half the action. I want to be able to help sell those baseballs. So I went to Joe, and I said, Joe, you're the highest paid guy. We were in Atlantic City signing autographs. Ron Kramer was with me from the University of Michigan. Two old dumb football players sitting over there, and here was DiMaggio with the line, and Kiss happened to be opening in Atlantic City.
Wow.
Kiss only had about 2,000 people waiting to get a picture with Kiss, and DiMaggio had about 1,000 people waiting to get, and Ron Kramer and I had about 20.
Wow.
So I went to Joe and I said, Joe, I got this guy from Wisconsin. He started the autograph business. He wants to give you $1 million to sign 2,000 baseballs. He said, oh, Paul, I can't do that. I said, Joe, that's $1 million. And I said, I'll tell you the truth. I'm going to go for half of it myself. I'll get to 500 somewhere and give. He said, I can't sign 2,000 baseballs. There's no way in the world I can't do that. I said, Joe, we'll take a cruise. We'll get on a cruise ship. You can sign 300 or 400 a day. You know, you'll be finished in a week.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Nope, he said, I just can't do it, Paul. I'm sorry. I went back and I said, can you imagine? I told this guy. He said, did you offer him $2 million? I said, you didn't tell me two. I thought you said one. He said, no, go back and offer him two.
Uh-huh.
I said, no. Can you imagine giving him $2 million for 2,000 baseballs?
That's incredible. Hey, we are reliving some memories. Paul Hornung and his time with Joe DiMaggio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Now, one guy I definitely have to ask you about, and I want you to share with our listeners across the country tonight, is, Paul, what was it like to have the opportunity to be coached by Vince Lombardi? How
the
he
best.
Motivated you?
He was the best.
Tell me about it.
I've always said that, you know, I've been lucky a lot of things in my life, but probably the most lucky was got to play under Lombardi. You know, to me, he was one of a kind. And I thank the National Football League and all the football fans who are pro football fans realize what he meant not only for the team but for everybody in the state of Wisconsin. You know, he saved the Packers when he became coach because we weren't the best football teams in the world back then before he arrived. But when he arrived, he changed it all. He told us immediately we were going to be winners. We didn't believe it until we, you know, really got to know the coach. But he straightened us all out. He really did. He knew his game. He was the best coach around. I was lucky enough to say that, you know, I spent my career with him.
You know, Paul, too, when he arrived with the Packers, he immediately recognized your talents, your running ability, and he was able to maximize your strengths, and he tapped into it, didn't he?
Well, yes, he did. He said, Hornung, you're going to be my left halfback or you're not going to play. So I knew, you know, at that time, before then, I was playing quarterback, and I was playing halfback, and I was playing fullback, and I'd be split out, split left, and split right. And the coaches before Vince got there, they didn't know what the hell they were doing. But he straightened everybody out, and he took Bart Starr, and he made a great, great quarterback out of him. And he took Jimmy Taylor, and he straightened his act out, and he straightened my act out. And he was just very strict. Football coach, you did it his way, or you didn't work for him, and that's the way it's got to be on those kind of levels. You know, youngsters today, it's even true today. They've got to listen to their coaching. They got to listen to the people who are above them.
Really want to encourage all of our listeners across the country tonight to go out and get a copy of the book. It is titled The Paul Hornung Scrapbook, his private collection. There, in fact, is a private letter that Vince Lombardi sent to Paul Hornung, and it is included in the book. It is a beautiful read. Congratulations on it, and it is such an honor. We wanted to have you on the show for some time, and it's such an honor to have you with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
Dear. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.